a quick thought. I was talking to Rabbi Meir Simcha Stromer about a vort from the Rav, and I liked what the Rav said, but I don't think Rabbi Stromer realized that he actually said it, if I may, better than the Rav. Because end of Hanukkah is always sad, you know, it's the last night, and we always want Hanukkah to continue. We want the Chagim to go on and on. We don't want the next day to be Chol. And the Rav actually gives us an out. He actually explains that Hanukkah could be an extra day. We really shouldn't have started Hanukkah on the 25th of Kislev. We should have started on the 26th of Kislev. Now, we've never heard this before. This is wild. But he says, look at the Rambam. The Rambam explains that the Chashmonaim went into the Beis HaMikdash on the 25th of Kislev, and they lit the menorah, and that menorah burnt from the end of the 25th of Kislev through the 26th of Kislev. The miracle didn't happen on the 25th. It happened on the 26th. So really, we should be celebrating Hanukkah starting the 26th, continuing until the 4th of the month, and then we could have a second Shabbos Hanukkah, it'd be Gevaldik. So why does Hanukkah start on the 25th? The Rav has his answer, but I like Rabbi Stromer's answer instead. Rabbi Stromer's answer, based on what he thinks the Rav was saying, is that the 25th of Kislev, the Chashmonaim didn't necessarily light it, the miracle wasn't happening then, but they were preparing for a miracle to happen. They did the Hatavas HaNeris. They prepared the menorah. They cleaned it out. They put the wicks and the oil together. And the fact that we celebrate on the 25th shows that we don't just care about the miracle that happened, just the result, but the effort involved. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to put in an effort as well. And so we also celebrate the personal endeavor, the personal influence from the Chashmonaim, that the preparation for a mitzvah, the preparation for something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do for us, that's worthy of celebration as well. I guess I'll just add one other thing. We were talking to Rabbi Arye Leibowitz, YU Torah sensation, yesterday, and he uploaded the shiur to YU Torah. It's very worthwhile. It's like a nachas shiur for everyone here who knows how wonderful the kolel is. But one of the things that he said was that in addition to the value of just learning Torah in the moment, just the value of learning Torah lishma, is that the kolel fellows are more prepared for the future as Rabbanim than the guys who come straight out of YU Smicha. And this is a place of preparation, and this is a place worthy of celebration. And so thank you so much for making that happen, and happy Hanukkah.